You're listening to
Spam Jam Radio,
the best.
Jam 27.
Hello there. Can I help you find anything?
Yes. I'm looking for something to use once, then put in a cupboard and forget about for several years.
Excellent. Please follow me to the unusual marmalade section. What's up? You look disconcerted. Well, I was trying to make chili, and I went to the pantry to open a couple of cans of beans. But my eyes are bad, and I opened one can of whoop-ass and one can of worms instead.
Oh, I see. So, you want to get the takeout instead?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
What are you doing? Why are you opening that can? What do I see? Please tell me that it is not so. It's pineapple, can't pineapple.
Pineapple, can't pineapple.
It's pineapple, can't pineapple.
Pineapple, can't pineapple.
Now, what are you doing with those slices?
Duh. I'm putting them on my pizza.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Oh, you can't.
Just you watch.
Step away.
Not today.
Stop this now.
You've put the canned pineapple on the pizza.
Ooh, this one is stunning too. Oh, they're all fabulous.
Oh, yes, I love the colors and the print and the... Hey, wait a minute. Weren't you just eating a burger?
Oh, yes, a fat, greasy one with cheesy fries.
And did you wash your hands afterwards?
Well, of course I did, darling. No.
Then I'll kindly ask you to stop rifling through my silk scarves.
So, how was lunch with Beatrice? It was good. She told me you had hair in your rice.
What? No, I didn't. She said that?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true. That's a total fucking lie. Jesus, I can't believe she fucking said that. Seriously, I didn't have hair in my rice.
Okay.
I had rice in my hair. Rice in my hair.
You know what that really bugs me? People who put a pineapple on a pizza. It's a disgrace. And the people who drink cappuccino after dinner is for breakfast only. Only breakfast. I tell you, it's not civilized.
Is that a fact? Do you want to know what really bugs me? People who get so offended by meaningless shite like pineapple on pizza or cappuccino after dinner. Get a fucking life, Ernesto, okay? You don't see me getting all bent out of shape if someone makes a crap cup of tea or butters their toast all wrong. But we'll have to pick this up again later because we are a go. Just got the green light.
Okay, listen up, people. It's time to rock and roll. Moving out in five, so finish your drinks, pull your pants back up, and pack all the heat you can carry. Let's burn this motherfucker to the ground.
So, what do you do?
Oh, I walk around and pretend I care about stuff, and then get upset about things I assume should bother me.
Cool. Cool.
What about you?
Oh, I say cool, cool about stuff I don't think one way or another about, but assume I should comment on.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the matter, Billy? I cut my nails and now I got no good finger left with what wish to pick my nose good. Well, let's take this as a learning opportunity. It is always useful to be reminded that life is full of disappointments, and that is a fact. Now dry those tears, turn that frown upside down, and run along like a good little sociopathic douchebag.
This has been a Canter Loop production. Thanks for listening.